As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris. It's great to be here today on this fine Saturday afternoon. I hope you guys had a great week. I hope you guys had a good week at school. I hope you had a good week at work. And hopefully you're having some fun this weekend, just chillaxing with the family and getting the things done around your house that you need to get done. And of course, thank you for being here today with me right now. We got so much to talk about. Remember, if you need to get a hold of us, you can always reach out to me at mickey@kslm.news. That's mickey@kslm.news. I just asked my mom the other day, I said, why did you not put a E in my name? Everybody wants to spell my name M-I-C-K-E-Y. And for some reason, my parents, they wanted me to be different or unique. Well, I guess they got that right anyway. But it would have been so much easier for me in life if I had that E in my name, because every time I tell somebody what my name is, they spell it wrong. Or if I give somebody my email address, I can tell them my email address is M-I-C-K-Y, and they'll repeat it back to me, M-I-C-K-E-Y. And I got to stop them. No, there's no E in my name. And then that, you know, turns into a whole conversation. What do you mean there's no E in your name? You spell Mickey with an E. So anyway, just a little side rant there. Life would have been easier if I had an E in my name. So, but no, for you guys, remember, there's no E. I'm the Mickey without an E. And you can reach out to me at mickey@kslm.news. Remember, I don't always reply to your emails, but I do see them. I do read them. I do take them to heart. I do try to incorporate the material that you want me to talk about in my weekly shows. And you know what? I might mention you. I might give you some props or kudos if you got a good idea for me. We're going to be having some exciting shows coming up here. We're going to be starting to interview more candidates for some of the different House seats and Senate seats and some of the local positions that candidates are running for. We're going to get more of those people on the show and do some interviews so you guys can get to know who they are, get to know what they stand for, and if there's somebody that you want to vote for. I can't stress enough, you guys. I mean, obviously, this show kind of revolves around how we can take action and become engaged so we can start to win back this state, take this country back. And hopefully I'm giving you some tools that you can use so you guys can go out there. Remember, I'm just the voice behind the microphone, but I'm no different than you guys. We all need to work together on this stuff. We all need to be foot soldiers. And it's going to take you talking to your family and friends and them talking to their family and friends. And it is so important that we really fight for the things that matter to us, fight to uphold our American values, our traditions, protect our heritage, fight to protect our children in the public school system, keep them protected from the tyranny and the corruption that's happening within the state education, the brainwashing that's going on, the indoctrination that's going on, the critical race theory that they're teaching. We need to stay on top of that. I've said over and over again, if you have an option to pull your kids out of public school, please do so. That is really what's best for your children. But I also understand that not everybody has that opportunity. Not everybody has another option, and kids have to go to school. It's a law. And so if they're in a public school, it's your job as a parent, it's our job as a community to make sure that we're holding their feet to the fire in terms of our school board members, that we're electing the right members and we're holding them accountable, that we're putting pressure on the administration to do right by our children, and that we're rooting out any of these teachers that are poisoning our youth and teaching this progressive ideology that at the end of the day, their entire reason is to do away with this republic, to convince our children that we are evil somehow and that this republic needs to be collapsed and push their communist agendas. We know it's happening. We see it firsthand, and we need to protect the kids. We need to get engaged in this stuff. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm asking for you guys' help so we can all work together and strengthen numbers, my friends. Same thing with your city councils. Same thing with your county commissioners. I do believe that we can set things right, but it starts at the local levels, and it's our responsibility. It's our responsibility. We can't say, Oregon's so far gone. And I talk pretty honest with you guys. You know that I have good days and bad days about how I feel about this state and how hopeful I am. You know, that's just the normal human emotions that I believe we all go through. And I don't sugarcoat things. I think that Oregon is going to be an uphill battle at best. And I think that it's getting weaker by the day, just because the truth of the matter is we're losing a lot of great people. A lot of people have thrown their hands in there and they're closing their businesses up and they're getting the hell out of Dodge. They're moving to the states that are red, that are going to be more welcoming to their businesses and to their beliefs. And so we're losing a lot of our backbone and a lot of the good people that we would love to stick around in this state and fight with us. And at the same time, we're having all this progressive liberal ideology in these people moving from California that are coming to Oregon because they can't handle those Democrat policies in California. They've destroyed the state. They've made it unlivable. So they're fleeing their state, and they're fleeing it, and they're bringing that same type of ideology right back into Oregon. So yeah, I'm a realist. I'm not always I don't always come across incredibly hopeful for our state, but we're here though, right? I'm still here. I'm still fighting. And that's the message, I think. We all need to continue the fight. We can't just throw in the towel. We can't give up. As long as we're here, we have a responsibility. And I think if you're a Democrat right now, you can't claim ignorance anymore. You know? I mean, that's why I think there's going to be an awakening. That's why I think in the midterms that we are going to see a red wave like nobody's ever saw or witnessed in the history of our country before. It's because the Democrats can't hide behind ignorance anymore. You know, you see what your policies have done to this country. You see what your policies have done to the state. You see what the people whom you voted for have done, how they've managed your money, how they've spent your taxes. Look, take Oregon, for example. Let's take, what you guys voted for, that Measure 110 to decriminalize drugs here in Oregon. And now there's a lot of things that was supposed to happen with that. Like in that bill, when it got passed, we were supposed to have all these funds available for treatment and programs to help people get out of addiction. And so that took effect last February. So we're into it a year now. Now, a year ago, I was screaming about this. I was furious when this passed. And keep in mind, this is the voters that passed this. Okay. I was furious about this. I said, do you know what this is going to do to our state? And we got a plan. We're going to have treatment facilities and we're going to get people off addiction. And, you know, if you get caught with a little bit of drugs, you shouldn't be going to jail. And, you know, no reason to ruin somebody's life for that. You just didn't get it. You passed this Measure 110. A year later, guess how many treatment facilities Oregon's opened up? All that money that was set aside and available for those treatment facilities when we passed Measure 110, guess how many treatment facilities Oregon's opened up? Zero, my friends. Zero. I don't know if you saw the report. I talked about it a little bit last week about how Oregon is number two in the nation. Number two in the nation for methamphetamine and heroin addiction. And we are last. We are last. Or I should say we are number one in the nation for the treatment programs that we have available for these people. We have failed miserably. But you know what has happened as a result of those Democratic policies, the bill that was passed by the Democrat majority? You know what has happened as a result of that? In the last year, our homeless rates have increased by 30%. Do you know why that is, my friends? Well, one reason is there's more people using drugs, so they can't function. They can't pay for their housing. They can't, you know, think rationally enough to do the things they need to adult. And so they're out on the street now, okay? Homelessness is through the roof now because of Measure 110. Now, it's been getting worse because of many Democrat policies and the fact that we don't hold anybody accountable and there's no consequences for their actions anymore. But this Measure 110 that you guys voted on, that just compounded the problem and made it a lot worse, and it's escalating much faster now. Okay, do you know the other reason that it's gotten so bad in the last year? And I mean bad everywhere. Look at Salem. Look at Portland. It's starting to trickle out into all our other rural communities now. Do you know why? Because when we decriminalize drugs, we send a big old beacon, a big old green light saying, hey, if you're a drug addict, or if you're somebody that likes to traffic drugs, come to Oregon. There's not consequences over here. And so we've gotten all these drug addicts that have flowed into the state of Oregon because there's not consequences. They can do it here, legally get away with it. And guess what that's done to the homeless population? Yeah. Yeah. It's common sense. It's common sense. Most Republicans, most conservatives, most patriots could have told you or tried to tell you a year ago exactly what was going to happen, but you thought you knew better. That's just one example of many, of how your progressive ideology, your Democrat policies are destroying this state, and it's destroying this country. And so when I say that you can't claim ignorance anymore, you know, there was a time when I might have given you the benefit of the doubt. There was a time when I might have said, you know what, the Democrats, they're not all bad people. Yeah, there are some really bad Democrats. Yeah, there are some very, very nasty, evil Democrat politicians. But I can't lump all the Democrats together and blame all of them for that. There's some good people. I have neighbors that are Democrats. I even have friends that are Democrats. So it's not fair for me to judge them all. But you know what? The truth of the matter is, if you're in that party now, you can't claim ignorance. I used to give you the benefit of the doubt. I used to say I wasn't going to judge you all, that you didn't know what you were doing, that you didn't fully understand it, that you were ignorant to what was happening because of these Democratic policies. But too much time's gone on, and we have felt these policies for too long now. We have watched these policies destroy our state. We've watched these policies destroy our country. And you can't sit there and say anymore, I didn't know. You can't claim ignorance. You are complacent at the very least. But you are responsible for electing these leaders. And I say leaders, oh, it's hard for me to say that. They're not leaders. They're leading this ship straight into the bottom of the sea is what they're doing, right? They're not leaders. They're not good leaders, okay? But you are responsible for putting them into those positions. You're responsible for the policies that their legislators are creating. You're responsible for some of these ridiculous laws that you voted on that are destroying this state. It's you. You are responsible. You can't claim ignorance anymore. You've got to be looking around at what's going on. Your eyes got to be opened up a little bit, and you got to say, holy crap, what did we do? Now, you might say, I didn't know it was going to be like this. I didn't know it was going to get this bad. I was told that there was help. I was told that this was going to help the situation. You might be able to say that, but the bottom line is now we're at the point where you have to say, yes, I was wrong. Is there a Democrat out there that will say I was wrong? You know, they sure are silent on social media. They sure are silent on social media. Everything that we've witnessed this last year, my friends, since the Biden administration, everything we've gone through this last 4 or 5 years here in Oregon under Kate Brown, I've not one time heard the Democrats say, we were wrong. That was a bad idea. We really screwed things up. It's not in their nature. I'm not sure it's possible for them to have that revelation, to at least admit that openly. These are the type of people we're dealing with. It should tell you everything you need to know about their character, my friends. But if you're a Democrat, it's time for you to own up to your mistakes, okay? Remember, we're not buying that you are ignorant, okay? Right now, you are responsible. Stick with me, friends. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here with more Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's good to be here today with you. Remember, reach out to me. Send me an email, my friends. I love to hear from you. Mickey at KSLM.news. That's M-I-C-K-Y at KSLM.news. Now, we were just talking about how we have a responsibility to continue fighting. Things look bleak. We don't feel good about what's happening in our state right now. We feel like we're getting railroaded and ramrodded and the whole nine yards. And we're seeing our friends and our family, our conservative brethren in this mass exodus. They're fleeing Oregon as fast as they can. And at the same time, we have this progressive movement coming into Oregon from California, and they're bringing their progressive ideology. And we just feel like the problem is compounding, and it makes us feel really crappy. And I'm here to tell you, if you're still here, if you're with me, if you're not going to jump ship, we still have to fight. There are still things worth fighting for. Children being number one, okay? That's something we all need to fight for. We can't turn our back on the kids. No matter how bad it is, even if we lose, my friends, even if we lose, our kids need to know that we're fighting for them. And the values that we're teaching our kids, what they're showing them about our character, the lessons they're learning from watching us in this battle, knowing that it's okay to stand up for what you believe in, to stand up for what you think is right, knowing that it's okay to push back on government when there's tyranny and corruption, those lessons are so much more valuable to our children than anything that they're going to learn sitting inside a classroom. So think of it that way. We might not always win. We might not, you know, be able to change the policy. We might go down to the school board meeting and tell them, hey, enough of this crap, enough of this critical race theory, enough forcing our children to wear masks, you know, enough, you know, saying that transgenders are allowed to use the whatever restroom they want to use or whatever locker rooms they want to use, and the other kids just have to deal with that. Okay? These are battles that we might try to have, standing up for what's right, standing up for our children. And sometimes, for whatever reason, we might lose. You don't always win. And it's okay. It doesn't mean that we don't have to fight those battles. And like I said, it's sending a strong message to our kids, and it's teaching them to be strong. And maybe there will be a day when they're old enough to vote, when they're old enough to stand side by side with us and fight these battles. And we've just developed a whole new generation of warriors that are going to help us fight for this country. So think about it that way. We can't give up. Don't let that depression sink in, right? We still have a lot to fight for. I was talking about how the Democrats, the things they've done with their policies and the people that they voted for, and how so many of them that we know, you know, our neighbors, people that we may sit in church with, are just kind of ignorant, or that's the excuse we've allowed them to have. And it might not be that they have said they were ignorant, they didn't know, because I already established Democrats don't like to admit when they're wrong. So they might not ever say that. But I think us just being nice people, we've just kind of put it off on, oh, they didn't know any better. They're just ignorant. You know, they're brainwashed. You know, their dad and mom were Democrats. Their grandparents were Democrats. It's just a family thing. You know, they vote Democrat. It's what they do. They just don't know any better. But they're not the bad Democrats. They're not the Democrats that really try to push these crazy progressive policies. So we give them the benefit of the doubt. And without them ever admitting anything or saying anything, we're trying to find our own excuses for the reason why they might do the things that they do. But the reality is, we need to stop doing that. We need to start holding these people accountable. And I don't care if they are the people that sit next to you in church. These are the people that we need to be reaching out to and saying, what are you doing to my country? Why did you do this? Have a real conversation with them. Ask them to explain to you things like, hey, you remember last year when you guys voted on that Measure 110 that decriminalized drugs in the state of Oregon? Help me understand your thought process there. I want to try to understand your reasoning. Why do you think that was good? Why do you think that was necessary? And how do you feel about it? A year later, it didn't help the drug problem. It didn't help the crime problem. It didn't help the homeless problem. There's no treatment facilities opened up in the state of Oregon. what do you think about that now? Try to get them in. Most of them won't have that conversation. They're going to flee. Okay. Or maybe they get defensive and start, oh, Donald Trump, you're just a Trump lover. Trump can't do anything wrong. You know, that's their go-to, right? No matter what happens, no matter how you expose them, no matter what kind of proof or facts you lay in front of them, you're just a Trump lover. You're on the Trump train. You're an idiot. You know, that's what they like to do. Okay. But if there's somebody that you know personally, if there's somebody that can't really run away from you, if there's somebody that sits next to you in church, ask them, hey, tell me about this. I know you voted for this person and this is what they've done. Tell me how their policies have either helped the state of Oregon or hurt the state of Oregon. And see what they say. Make them rationalize it for themselves. Make them explain the reason why they decided to vote the way they voted. You might not get the answer you're looking for in that moment, my friends, but I'll tell you what. The next time they go to the polls, the next time they go and sit inside that voter box and are getting ready to fill in that bubble, they're going to be reflecting on some things. And that's what I think we're going to see with the Democrat Party. I don't think they're ever going to come out on a platform and say, we were wrong. Please, please, we want Trump's policies back. Please, Republicans, save us from ourselves. Do something to get this economy rolling again. Please do something to stop this inflation. Please do something to put people back to work. Please do something to protect our borders, to stop the influx of immigration, illegal immigration, and all the crime and drugs and everything that is bringing with it. Please protect us on the world picture. Please don't let us get involved in any wars that we're not ready for. Don't make us a bigger target to Russia or to China or to any of our other enemies. You're never going to see the Democrats pleading for our help. But silently, when they're alone, when they're separated from the pack, when they're away from their own people that will eat them alive if, God forbid, they utter the wrong words, and they're in that voter's box or they're filling on that ballot and they're thinking about who they're voting for, and they look at their bank account, or they think about the fact that they've been out of work for the last year, or that their kids have had to wear a paper bag over their head for the last 2 years and have missed a year and a half of school. There's got to be a part of them that says, what I thought I knew wasn't right. And the people that I thought were going to do me the best have hurt this country, and we need to go back. Stick with me, friends. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here for more Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots. Welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and thanks for being with me today on this fine Saturday afternoon. Now, I was talking to you guys about crazy Democrats, right? And so I need to talk to you guys about Karen Elaine Johnson. I don't know if you're familiar with Karen Elaine Johnson, but she's one of the most vile Democrats you could ever meet. She's evil. She's one of the biggest racist that you'll ever hear of. She's one of the biggest bigots that you'll ever hear of. She is against anybody that's conservative or Republican or even libertarian. She has no problems with attacking any people that don't 100% line up with her progressive ideology. And Karen gets away with it. Now, it's funny because she literally is a Karen, right? You know, Karen is the name we use for that person that just is always unhappy and complaining and vile and mean and nasty. And this lady is Karen, and she is all of that, but Karen is her real name, Karen Elaine Johnson. Now, you've probably heard about her in the news. You may have even watched her on her show. You might have even seen her in some movies throughout the years. But she's one of these people that thinks she is superior to everybody else. She's smarter than everybody else. She has no formal education in politics or, you know, she's been nothing more than an entertainer her entire life. But now she has a platform where she likes to tell everybody what's right and what's wrong. And like I said, if you don't agree with the progressive agenda, you're wrong and she'll tear you apart. You might have caught her show. Her and a few other hens are on TV every day. It's a little show called The View. You may have heard of it. It's been in the limelight quite a bit, but Karen, just this last week, has really kind of sparked some things. She also goes by the name of Whoopi Goldberg, which Goldberg, my friends, is a Jewish name. That Whoopi Goldberg is her stage name, though. So Karen is a black female, and for whatever reason, she didn't like her given name, her birth name, Karen Elaine Johnson. And so she created this stage name, Whoopi Goldberg, and she identifies as a Jewish person. And Goldberg obviously is a Jewish name. But let me tell you, my friends, like I said, she's crazy racist. And you probably heard about the trouble she got into. She's been suspended from her show now for a couple of weeks. ABC suspended her. Disney is the parent corporation. We know that Disney has gone to the left severely. Walt Disney, God bless his soul, is probably rolling in his grave right now for the direction that Disney is headed. But, yeah, Karen, I'm not going to call her Whoopi anymore. She doesn't, you know, deserve to be using the name Whoopi Goldberg, a good Jewish name. We'll just call her what she is, a Karen. And she got into a lot of trouble because she said when they were speaking on The View about the Holocaust that it had nothing to do with race, that it wasn't a race issue, that it was white people on white people, and it was just a people issue. And, you know, a lot of black people, African Americans, they feel like the only time it can be racism is if it involves a black person. And that's exactly what she was getting at when she said this, that it was white on white, so it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't racist. Well, no, it absolutely was racist. They were, you know, trying to wipe out the Jewish people, a race of people. It absolutely was racist. And her inconsiderate, you know, words that she used, it was absolutely disgusting. Absolutely disgusting and absolutely offensive. And obviously, the world kind of hit the brakes and said, excuse me, what did you just say? And you can imagine that the Jewish population, they really got offended by this, and rightfully so. But it just goes to show you the ignorance that this Karen has. And the fact that she believes, like so many other black people believe, that the only time it's racist is if it's against other black people. Now, I'll tell you what. I don't know what her deal is, but, you know, everybody likes to talk about white supremacy, but she has a black supremacy problem. And that's how she acts. And she has gotten it so wrong. The reason I wanted to bring her up, though, my friends, is because she has had a platform for years. And for whatever reason, she has got this following. And even though she's not well-educated and she's not an expert in any of these political topics that they choose to discuss day in and day out on their show, The View, like I said, she's never been anything more than just an entertainer, just an actor. Okay. And to her credit, she was a decent entertainer. I liked some of her movies. Sister Act. Do you remember that movie? That was pretty funny. If she stays in her lane, she's pretty funny. And I don't dislike her. But like so many other celebrities, they get out of their lane and they start rattling off about topics that they don't fully understand themselves. And they think that they're superior to everybody else, and their belief is the only right belief, and they talk down and they belittle, and they just get downright nasty to other people. Now, this specific instance, my friends, she's been wrong more than she's been right. But how do you get this one wrong? How are you that wrong? That's my point here. Like I said, she's had many years of of sharing her opinions and talking down to everybody else. And she has this giant following, and they keep giving her this platform to do this. And then she comes out and says something that is so absolutely ignorant and ridiculous. To me, it makes everything that she's ever said in the past and everything that she's ever going to say in the future, it just completely discredits her. Because if she can get this one issue so wrong, how can you ever believe anything she said before on anything else? How can you look at her and say, yeah, that Karen, she was right? You can't. You can't. It's kind of how I look at when I'm looking at the Democrat Party. I might not disagree with everything, with every piece of the platform of the Democrat Party. There might be things that I could find some middle ground on, right? But why I don't support them as a whole and why I can't ever get behind what they do is because there's a couple issues that are just non-negotiable for me. And so you take, for example, abortion. Okay? I think abortion is wrong. I think that what the Democrat Party is doing and continues to try to do is absolutely evil, vile, disgusting. I think they will burn in hell one day for the things that they've done, for killing all these innocent babies the way they have, for having no qualms with killing babies up until they're being born and being okay with it. I can't ever support that. I can't get behind that. So when I see that issue and I say to myself, if you have a group of people that can be so wrong on this one issue, so incredibly ignorant, wrong, evil, vile, whatever you want to say on that one issue, how could you ever support or believe or stand with them on anything else they do from then on? That's how I feel about the Democrat Party. And this is how I hope people start feeling about Karen Elaine Johnson and the rest of the hens that she's with on The View. Because the things, the grotesque things that she said about the Holocaust and trying to deny that it was racially motivated, so completely wrong, you should never be able to trust another thing that ever comes out of her mouth in the future. That's just the reality of it. And let me tell you something else, my friends. If this was anybody else, if this was anybody but Karen Elaine Johnson, a.k.a. Whoopi Goldberg, if this was anybody but her, Disney Corporation would have fired them on the spot. They would have been done. And throughout the years, there's examples of them doing that to people, not just Disney, but other giant corporations that are worried about saving face and they want to pander to their side. If it was a white person, my friends, if it was a white person, they'd be gone. It's kind of like what happened to Rush. Remember when Rush accidentally, he didn't even say anything wrong, but he said something that could have offended other people when he was hosting for the NFL. Boom. They ousted him as fast as they could. They did not want to be associated with that. What about recently? What's that name? Gina. Gina Carano, she was on some of the Disney's Mandalorian show just this last year, and she started tweeting that she was in support of Donald Trump, that she thought there was election fraud. She was saying things about how Antifa need to be held accountable for their crimes that they've committed. You know, little things like that that she was not wrong about, but she was sharing an opinion that didn't sit well with the people that she worked with. And the crowd that Disney was trying to appease to, and they canned her. They got rid of her. A white woman. You can't be talking like that. But Karen Elaine Johnson, a.k.a. Whoopi Goldberg, being a black woman on The View, she can pretty much say whatever she wants to say. And she's gotten away with this for years and years and years. Well, she might have just crossed the line, and she needs to be fired. Stick with me. We'll be right back here with more Patriot Uprising Radio. Don't turn that dial.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots. Welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's good to be here today, Saturday, with you. Time flies, as it always does, when you're having fun. And sure enough, we are on our last segment. Have so much more to talk about, but we just never can get through it all. And it's especially hard right now because it just seems like there's so much in the news cycle. You know, every week there's just more and more and more, and I got to cherry pick what I think is the most important to be discussing with you guys. And I always come in with three or four topics, and I'm lucky to get through one and a half, two of them in the hour time that I have with you guys. We were talking about Karen Elaine Johnson, a.k.a. Whoopi Goldberg, and I was just telling you guys that she really screwed up, and hopefully she's lost her base, because hopefully they realized just how much of a bigot she is, and also hopefully they realized that she is actually the one who is racist. And she's got a little bit of a black supremacy complex going on. Now, people are going to get mad at me because how dare I say black supremacy, but that's what it is. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, you know? And she thinks that she's better than other people. She thinks that their race is better than other people, and they can be held, you know, to a different standard. That's black supremacy. I'm not denying that there's not white supremacy. It's wrong. You know, just like, you know, people always like to talk about, you know, if there's a black person racist against a white person, or if there's a policy that's racist against a white person, you know, they call it reverse racism. It's not reverse racism. Why they call it reverse racism to like soften the blow a little bit, to make it so it doesn't sound quite as bad, but it's racism. It's not racism is racism. Okay. And it can happen across all races. Black people can be racist against white people. I got news for you, my friends. That happens. It's a real thing. In fact, I would argue that the world we live in today, that is happening more often than the other way around. And, you know, don't get mad at me for saying this. I'm not condoning any racism. It's all wrong. It's all bad. We need to be kind to everybody, treat people like people. We don't need to see color. But I tell you right now, think about it. Think about the stories you know of. Think about what you see, what you're witnessing with your own eyes. You tell me what group harbors more hate for the other and is more racist towards the other. I don't have to answer that question. You answer it for yourself. You tell me which group harbors more hatred for the other. I think you know the answer, even if you don't want to admit it yourself. That's reality. And this Karen Elaine Johnson, she's a racist. She's a bigot. And what she said about the Jews and the Holocaust is disgusting. Hopefully it discredits her for anything else she tries to do moving forward. She can't be trusted. Like I said, if she's that wrong on this issue that you can't be wrong on, nobody in their right mind would be Putin, Russia. They would never say anything like this. Think of the worst people in the world today, and they would not say the things that Karen Elaine Johnson said. You can't be that wrong. And if you're that wrong, you should never be trusted with anything else you say again. You have lost 100% all credibility. That's what I'm saying. So if you watch The View, if you followed Karen Elaine Johnson, if you like her, if you like her views, just know that you can't trust her. It's over now. And if Disney were going to do the right thing, what they should do is fire her. They should be done with it. She should not have a platform to push her hatred and bigotry any longer. They need to take that away from her. She can't be trusted. So if you're hearing me out there, Disney or ABC, whoever's going to make this decision, and you guys, friends out there in Radio Land, call them, send them emails, talk about it on social media, make it known that you want to see her gone. You want to see her have the same consequences that other white people have had for saying stupid things. And sometimes it's not even because they said anything wrong or stupid. It's just because they said something that went against the opinions that the corporate wanted them to have. But get involved. Let's get really loud about this. Cancel culture is a real thing, okay? We can push back on it too. We can fight back. Let's cancel the ones that need to be canceled. She is a perfect example of who needs to be canceled. Let's work together and get this done, my friends. Something else I wanted to talk about before we left is lots of stuff going on in Oregon. They are back in short session right now, and it's not looking really good. There's all kinds of nasty bills. It's supposed to be a short session just to tidy up some things, but the Democrats are going to try to ramrod a bunch of other stuff that wasn't planned that should be addressed in the long normal session. And kind of catching Republicans off guard, and they hold all the cards. They have all the power. The Republicans are powerless unless they just basically refuse to show up. And again, we need to give them the courage to make the stand. And then also, we need to be willing to help them financially because they can be fined for this. They might have to leave the state. The state police can be compelled to arrest these people if they don't show up. But there is some bills that the Democrats are going to try to ramrod through here in Oregon, and it's going to kill us. It's going to put the final nail in the coffin for Oregon businesses. It's going to increase our taxes. You know, they're bringing back different versions and forms of the cap and trade bill that they tried to pass previously. And then there's going to be some gun legislation coming on the table. There's a lot of nasty things that they're going to try to shove down our throats in this short session. What can we do right now? Light their phones up. We need to be annoying. We need to get the word out. We need to, again, tell your family, your friends, your neighbors, get the word out about what's going on. Contact your representatives, figure out who's the representative, who's the senator, who's the congressman in your area. Light their phones up, call the Capitol building, call the governor's office. You need to be a nuisance daily. Let them know how you feel about this and where you stand. And when it comes down to the Republicans taking the vote, they need to know exactly what your expectations are. And if your expectations are that you're going to deny a quorum, that they need to deny a quorum, so the vote can't take place. They are our elected officials, and they should follow what our expectations are. But they need to know that we support them and that we're going to have their backs and we're going to take care of them as long as they continue to represent us the right way. So pay attention to this stuff. If you hadn't heard, even though the rest of the world is easing off on all this crazy COVID crap, the state of Oregon's doubling down, and OHA just made permanent their mask rule. So our kids in these public schools are going to be stuck wearing these dirty, nasty masks. And my friends, in my opinion, this is complete child abuse, and this poses a greater health risk than COVID ever did to our children. It's utterly ridiculous, and this is where we have to put the pressure on our school boards. They need to tell OHA to stick it. And the school boards need to have the balls to say, we're not going to enforce this mandate, and then give the choice to the parents. If you want your children to wear masks in the public school, they're more than welcome to. But we're not going to enforce the mask mandate. And that's how the school boards need to handle this. And they're going to say, oh, but we're going to have consequences, and we risk losing funding and this and that. Too bad. Too bad. Again, as parents, we have a job to protect our children. And so our school board members need to know that if they do the right thing, we're going to stand behind them and we're going to help take care of them. And we're not worried about threats from the state. We care more about the health and safety of our children and them getting a good education and not having to be put in this muzzle each and every day and all the risks that are associated with that. I was at the school the other day. And the kids were going into the schools and they didn't have their masks and they were going into this weight training room and they were sent out. They were said, you can't participate if you don't have your mask on. And I'm standing outside and I watched them go out and they go to the trash can and they're digging through the trash can, pulling out somebody else's dirty, nasty mask and putting it on so they can go back in and lift weights. Can you believe that? That is the kind of disgusting stuff that's happening. Think of all the health ramifications that's happening. Think of the germs that are being exchanged right there. And that's what our kids are doing because they don't have the mask, but they're not allowed to participate. So they're digging through the trash can. It is absolutely wrong. And we need to fight Oregon on this 100%. It's time to stand up and fight for our kids. We are out of time, you guys. God bless you. Pray for this country. Pray for Donald Trump. Pray for Oregon. And we'll catch you next week right here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.